Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Jacob Pressey. Jacob is the owner of Humboldt Regeneration, and he's going to be manufacturing beer, small beer manufacturing. And he's been teaching beer brewing 101, and he was the assistant brewer for Eel River Organic Brewery for 7 years. First of all, I'd like to know what brought you to Humboldt County.
Well, I knew I was interested in plants and the different forest types that we have up here. I used to come visit my dad in the summers, you know, run around the woods and stuff. So after high school, I decided to move up here and go to College of the Redwoods and study botany originally.
And then how did you first start brewing beer?
After high school, I worked a season of crush at a winery. I grew up in Napa. So, and that's the time when you actually make the wine. The grapes are ripe, crush them up and turn them into wine. So I was already familiar with pumps and filters and sanitary procedures and fermentation, things like that. So I figured it was a good fit to apply at the different breweries that we have up here.
And then eventually one of them took you up on it.
Yep. I finally got an interview with Eel River and started brewing when I was 19.
Uh-huh.
And I started home brewing pretty much when I was learning to brew. I was brewing professionally before I was a home brewer.
How your education fit into the business is interesting, because then you came to Humboldt and you got a bachelor's degree.
Yep. When I transferred to Humboldt, I actually changed my major to environmental science because at that point I was more interested in sustainable agriculture. I felt it fit more to what I was interested in, and that actually helped kind of my perception of the brewing industry as I was brewing at Eel River, because we started on a small pub system and then stepped up production and eventually actually got a large production facility, which kind of showed me how it's more fun for a brewer in one sense to be able to brew whatever you want. You don't have to fill a giant order of blonde every month or whatever. Uh-huh. Also, just the energy impact of production industries compared to a more local scale industry. You can also see this comparison in farming, CSA farm compared to, say, the big bulb farm in Arcata or something.
You started getting interested then in local grain and how to grow local grain. And I'm sure that, you know, your background in soils and alternative agriculture helped with that.
Mm-hmm. A couple of the farmers that I actually learned from, one of them is a grain farmer, Kevin Cunningham from Shake Fork Farms. He's been a big help with the grain farm. And then also Eddie Tanner, I took his community agriculture class, which really helped shape my views of local food and our local food network. You know, kind of combining my brewing skills with my interest in sustainable agriculture led me in the direction of growing my own grain for beer.
I think it's interesting to me, too, is like, you know, you hear in a lot of industries, people are really competitive. But I've just found from talking to different people in Humboldt in the agricultural industry that people really share a lot of information. Mm-hmm. And that's been your experience, it sounds like.
Definitely. Farming and the brewing industry actually also, there's a lot of camaraderie in both. I've had a lot of help on both ends, a lot of local farmers and fellow brewers and stuff, especially actually the Redwood Curtain Brewing Company. Drake and Eli down there have been a huge help with my startup, licensing and all that stuff, because they just went through the same procedures 2 years ago.
So you also started down in the Shively area doing a experimental and research project on some leased property down there. How did that come about?
I was lucky enough to have a friend that was doing a little family farm down there, and he allowed me to come and help out and dedicate part of the plot to the experimental beer farm. And we grew a quarter acre of two-row barley and a tenth acre of wheat and a quarter of acre of mixed produce food. And it went well. Grain is pretty resilient crop. It can handle a lot of different conditions. I've learned that the tricky part with grain is the processing, which also I was lucky to meet Bill down in Shively, who's a seed-saving farmer that's been farming down there for over 20 years.
Yeah, that's Bill Reynolds down there. He's really close to the College of the Redwoods farm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, he produces a lot of seed for Seeds of Change and some other seed companies, and he has a thresher, so he was nice to let us use his thresher and help us clean the seed, and also learned a bunch from him too, which is really cool.
How much grain do you get from that size of a plot?
We could have gotten more. It was my first time. Uh-huh. It was experimental and stuff. And the thresher that we used was not a grain thresher. It was a combination one. He uses it for beans and stuff. So we got between 1 and 200 pounds, but really the production scale that you should usually expect to yield for barley is about 1 to 2,000 pounds per acre. So we should have had more like 500 pounds if we did it right.
Next year.
Yeah, exactly.
So how much beer can you make out of that much grain? Or did you make some sample batches out of that grain to kind of taste what the grain tastes like from this area?
Well, with that batch, what I think I'm going to do, I haven't finished. I need to clean it a little better, and then I will be malting it soon. And I think what I'm going to do with that is actually malt it into specialty grains and use just a little bit in each batch of beer until I get my harvest from this year.
And how do you malt grain?
Malt is malted barley, usually. There are other grains they'll malt. They'll call them specialty malts. But basically, you soak and sprout the grain. You let it grow to a certain degree. And what you're doing is activating the nutrients that the plant would be living off of until it gets big enough to photosynthesize. And then you freeze that process by dehydrating it. And that's where the nutrients comes from for the yeast. And for the humans, that's why beer is so good for you.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that it was actually pre-sprouted.
Yep.
And you have a 3-acre beer farm plot in Alton. Do you still have that plot?
I do. After the experimental farm, I started solidifying my business plan and gearing up to actually start the business. And I came across a couple out in Alton that were willing to lease out the back 3 acres of their horse pasture. So I worked it out with them. I put in a cover crop, about 300 pounds of fava beans seeded by hand.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
So it's growing well. It could have been a little thicker. I think the birds hit it a little bit, but it's looking pretty good. Some nice soil out there.
Okay. Let's talk about what it is that this business is that you're doing, because it's really an interesting concept, and it's the community-supported brewery, so a CSB. And this is an idea that people would do a growler exchange. Tell me what that is.
So, well, a growler is a half-gallon jug, a reusable jug that you can get at breweries and stuff. And the idea, it's kind of based on the CSA, Community Supported Agriculture business model, where community members buy in with the farmer, or the beer farmer in this case, and you get a box of food each week. So in this case, you fill up your growler each week because the produce has been turned into beer.
Uh-huh. Nice. And are they different flavors, or are you doing different things with them that make them interesting so it's kind of a beer of the week?
Yeah, exactly. That's another thing with being on a smaller scale. What I was saying, it's a little more fun for the brewer. I guess it's also more fun for the consumer too, because there will be a lot of variety. There'll be a different flavor each week, basically.
And how are you kind of rounding up people who might be interested in this?
I've been working on the business plan and starting my advertisement. I've kind of compiled an email list, and also folks that have visited my website. It's humboldtregeneration.com. Some of them have been interested and sent me their email info also. So when I get closer and have my official release dates and information on the first beers that will be available, I'm going to send out an electronic newsletter. And I've also done flyers and stuff around town.
Are you producing the growlers yourself? Are you manufacturing those? Or would people be expected to bring one in?
Oh, I'll have them. Yeah, there'll be a deposit on the growlers. Some of the beer packages you actually get growler as part of the package. I need to solidify my plans, but I should be having them sandblasted. I have a friend that's a glass blower, so the growlers will be kind of unique. They'll have a dusted outside. It'll look cool.
Nice. That sounds great. And then what sorts of things have you kind of learned? I imagine it's been a huge learning curve. You already kind of knew how to make beer, and you're making these super micro brew beer batches, but you're also learning a lot about starting a business. What's kind of some of the interesting things you've come across?
Well, there's definitely a lot to it. I spent about 2 or 3 years gearing up and getting a business plan. I actually entered the economic fuel competition in 2010, which was a big help with getting a legitimate business plan. And even with all the research over the last couple of years, I'm still finding more regulations that you got to deal with and stuff. So there's definitely a lot to
it. You're probably dealing with every agency imaginable.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Well, this is Jennifer Bell, and it's been a pleasure talking with Jacob Pressey, Humboldt Regeneration. Thank you so much, Jacob.
Thank you.
Come on to my house, in my house. I'm going to give you apple, plum, and I forgot how to ask.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.